Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So here we go. Because you have a gift. Gotta use it.
You were born with a grace. That grace is your gift. It's a divine enablement. If you work the grace will work for you. Company, peace to left.
Take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
System of
design.
Don't
you doubt.
System of the world.
System.
Take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on the side.
I'm about to do it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me ever again. Call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause they're always on time. Cause I get your breakthrough.
Father, for your word, because your word says in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we take this time to say thank you for our early rising. Thank you for things as well with us as they are. And most of all, Father God, we thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. And I thank you, Father God, for teaching us through your word the things that you will have us to know and understand. And I praise you for it. I give you the honor and the glory. Pray, Father God, for those that are sick and shut in, those that, Father God, that are asking for prayer. I pray, Father God, that you increase our faith. I pray, Father God, that give us the wisdom, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you give us the right words of knowledge, instruction, understanding, and impart in us, Father God, your promises, the things that you promise us. We receive them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and your knowledge make me happy. I just got to tell you, Heavenly Father, how thrilled I am to be able to read in your word what you see and then say it and then turn around and see it come to life. I thank you for it. I thank you for the hidden wisdom. I thank you for hiding the things for the children from the wicked to forward. I thank you for imparting that knowledge, that hidden knowledge in us. Heavenly Father, again, I'm just happy. I'm just happy to know that we have golden nuggets now, things that the enemy didn't want us to know. We thank you for it. We pray, Father God, for America. I come to you now in Jesus' name and ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep America under your wings and her to continue abiding under the shadow of your word, under the shadow of your vision, under the shadow of your concept. I pray, Father God, that the president of this nation and all nations, including the executive and board and the executive branch. And I pray, Father God, for Congress and for the senators and for the nation, that the leadership, even in our area, Father God, the federal agent, that they all get a righteousness, your righteousness. And according to Romans 13:1-4, Lord, thank you for your protection, hands that have shielded our nation. There never been a war fought on this country. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for hearing this prayer and the request of your people. On behalf of this nation, Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, asking you to give us divine protection for your people in this time, in such a time as this, when hurricanes and tornadoes and all kinds of stuff going on. I just thank you for protection, Father God. And I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake, I pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about the word of God, man. I tell you, the Lord have really given me a word. People that are blind to a lot of things, they're blind to God's truth. They're blind to God's facts. They're blind to the reality of the scripture. And they're blind to God's grace, because God gave us that grace not just for us to get out of jail, but we're blind to the fact that not only grace get us out, but grace can keep you out. Woo, preach, preacher. See, you got to understand, grace keeps you out. Just like it gets you out, it keeps you out. Then that's what you become a part of. You become a byproduct of that, because you're able to see it. You're able to understand it. And you want to make sure everybody else. See, once you get delivered, you want everybody to get delivered. You don't mind going back to the prison you left and try to teach the people. You don't mind, once you've been on drugs, go back and try to help those that have been on drugs. You don't mind, once you've been in the streets, to go back and try to help people to stay out of the streets. See, so once God's grace has really hit your life, man, you'd be like Paul. You know it was the grace of God. You thank him for the grace. And you want that grace to be on everybody's life. That's going to be continued, I must say. But I was asked something over the weekend that the Lord had put in my spirit to touch on. And so I'm going to give you guys a chance to get your pencils and papers. Going to make some notes this morning. I hope Pastor's able to read, and others able to participate. We're still believing for Evangelist William Total Healing. We're still believing for a continued Evangelist Renee. It was so good to hear her speak on yesterday. It was just, it's remarkable, brothers and sisters, to see how God will move. And I really thank Pastor for bringing the things to the forefront that she did. But this week, we're going to discuss some things, and maybe just a couple of days, I don't know how ever the Lord say, to get this point across. But we got to understand the laws of faith. See, the laws of faith works every time. Every time it's been put to work or re-put to work, it works. So the failure is not in the Word of God. And I'm going to say that with conviction. Because, see, for a while there, if you listen to the enemy, he'll tell you, oh, it ain't working. This stuff don't work. He'll tell you a whole bunch of lies. Because that's what he does. He's a liar. But the Lord spoke to my heart. And after I talked to this lady over the weekend, why should I call yourself well? In other words, if you're sick, why should you call yourself well? That was pretty good, I think. Why should you? That's a good question. Well, we're going to find our answers out today in the next couple of weeks, or the next couple of days. I'm sorry. But if the Lord said weeks, the end of the week. But so I want everybody to stay glued. I want everybody to stay engaged, probably a better way. And to do that, I want you to get your pencil and paper, because we're going to be sharing some scriptures that's going to just bless you. Before I go there, I'm going to ask Pastor, are you able to read out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. What I want you to do, and I'm going to be right back, and I need to do something right quick. I want you to read Luke 8:52. You can read it out of the King James and out of the Messenger Bible. Now, here's the thought. Why should you call yourself well every day? Why should you do that? Why? Because, see, that's what was proposed to me. Especially when you know people smart and people intelligent and this type of thing. Because it doesn't make sense. That makes sense. You sick, you coughing, you got da-da-da-da-da, and you're going to call yourself well. It doesn't make sense. It's not, to most people, that's not a reality. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it may not make sense because it's not sense. It's faith.
Amen.
So it will not make sense now. This will not make sense. This will not appease your intelligence. This will not appease your intellect because it's not sense knowledge. It's faith knowledge.
Amen.
And if you stick with it, you'll see it will work. Guarantee it. Now, I've slacked off a little bit from really speaking faith like I should, and I'll repent for it right now in the name of Jesus. Before all of you guys, doesn't bother me to repent because I've slacked off a lot. And since I slacked off, I allow other people to slack off. And God is not pleased with that. God expects for me to speak the word of God no matter what. That I am to praise him no matter what. Psalms 34:1. Psalms 34:1. I will praise the Lord at all times. Whatever time, doesn't matter, I'm going to praise him. My last pastor, she'll read Luke 8:52 from the King James and then turn around and read it from the Messenger Bible. Excuse me one moment. I'll be right back.
Amen. Reading from the King James. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. Amen. And from the Message Bible, everyone was crying and carrying on over her. Jesus said, don't cry. She didn't die. Amen, amen. Praise God. And I'll read it out of one more translation. The New Living Translation says, the house was filled with people weeping and wailing. But he said, stop the weeping. She isn't dead. She's only asleep. Amen. Praise
God. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that? These folks crying. And Jesus talking about, she's not dead. These words in Luke 8:52, when a group of people had gathered to mourn over Jairus' daughter, who had been pronounced dead that day. He then entered the home, took her by the hand, brought her back to life. She was dead, but Jesus said, she is not dead. So why Jesus lying? Of course not. Come on now, don't be ridiculous. And then let me stop right there for a moment. Because don't allow negative thoughts to come right now, brothers and sisters. Well, that was Jesus. That was the Son of God. You know, don't do that to yourself. Open your spirit. Open your heart to the Word of God. Because, of course, he didn't. Because Jesus is not dead. So you know he didn't lie. Because you know, Jesus never sinned. 2 Corinthians 5:21. She was going, actually what was going on here, he was doing what he called calling the dead, not dead, but calling the dead alive, causing those things to be not as though they were. Of course, when the Lord instructed the weak to say, I'm strong. Remember, now I want y'all to hear this. In the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse, in the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, 10th verse, read that for me, Pastor.
Hold on, Pastor. It's a fantastic.
Now, everybody need to meditate on this and understand what's going on here. These are Jesus' words. They in red. When you read Luke 8:52, and these people was mourning. They was crying. I mean, when you lose a dead, someone in your family, that's what you do. So this wasn't no joke. This was real. So you know Jesus wasn't lying when he said, she's not dead. So you got to figure out, okay, where did it work? Because Jesus didn't sin, remember? 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin, he didn't know nothing about sin, he didn't know nothing about lying. So what he was doing was he calling a dead girl alive. So he called the dead not dead. And you're going to see why in a moment. So in the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, 10th verse, what did that say, Pat? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me, reading from the King James. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Amen.
Yeah. So when you're weak, say you're strong. Let the weak say they're strong.
Yeah.
You gotta speak it. That's what that means. You got to speak it. You speak it into existence.
Yeah.
So he's instructing us to not lie. That ain't what Jesus is telling us to do. I know your head say you're lying, but the Word of God is bigger than your head. So he's instructing us to lie. Not so, brothers and sisters. So what is he doing? Here's what he's doing. In both cases, he is calling the end from the beginning. You didn't catch that, did you? He's calling the end from the beginning. He's calling those things to be not as though they were. These are spiritual principles. And it's throughout the Bible that most are afraid to touch. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because feeling is involved. They feel looking foolish or feeling disappointed more than they desire to obtain what belongs to them or what a tragic this would be if I say this and it doesn't come. And then what I have facts over here and this is more real than that. No, it's nothing more real than the Word of God. Excuse me. It's nothing more real than the Word of God. It's nothing bigger than the Word of God. And don't ever put anything bigger than the Word of God. You're in danger, brothers and sisters, when you do that. Oh, well, I'm not understanding it. I know, because you want it to come through the sense realm, and that's not where it's coming through. It's going to come through the spiritual realm. So in both cases, Amen. The end is from the beginning, calling those things to be not as though they were. God said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Choose life. This is in Deuteronomy 30 and 19. So how do you choose life? Proverbs 18:21 says this. This is how you choose life now. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Yeah, it's right there in your tongue. You can speak it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That means our choice that we make has to do with the words that come out of our mouth. Because you remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yeah, so whatever is in you, that's what's going to come out of you. So you have to get the right stuff in you so that you can speak. Well, you've been given 2 weeks to live, or you haven't had so much as a cold in your life, and it's time to find out why should you call yourself well every day. See, I was faced with two almost the same identical thing. Had two people to ask me this. That's why it really got my attention. I mean, I talked to people who said the doctor then gave up on them. I said, don't believe that. Let the doctor say that. But that's not what you're going to say. So you call yourself well. You calling yourself well is an act of faith. That's what it is. In Romans, I asked Pastor to read this, in Romans 4:17, in Romans 4:17, because see, I got receipts for you. I'm not just going to be saying this stuff if I don't have nothing for you. I got something for you. In Romans, and I just pray the Lord let me get into the meat of what I want to share today. But in Romans 4:17, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen.
So it's an act of God. It's spiritual. When you will call those things that be not as though they were. So you call yourself well is just an act of faith, brothers and sisters. When you call yourself well, when you have symptoms,
mm-hmm.
when the doctors are giving you prescription, telling you everything that's wrong with you I just want you to understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is an act of your faith when you have more faith in the medicine than you do in the Word of God. So above that, I'm not telling you to throw away your prescription. I'm not trying to throw away the medicine. I'm trying to tell you to add to your faith. Faith is what? Faith is God's faith in his word. Faith that when he say, by his stripes you are healed, in Isaiah 53:5, he wasn't lying. Faith that when he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, he wasn't just being nice for the moment. Faith that when he says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, according to Exodus 15:26, he was talking to us. He was talking to you. He's talking to me. Yeah.
Amen.
See, when you read James 1 and 6 and 7, you have got to have that kind of faith or you will receive what? You say those things who don't. You say those things you don't. Most people want to say what they feel. Let me slow down. So if you pray anything according to God's will, we know he hears us and he have what we have asked. That's what 1 John 5:15 says. We know it. We know room for no doubt. That's what you have to do. You have to learn to doubt your doubt. So if you know, you know. If you know the Son is real, are you going to let anyone talk you out of it? Are you going to let the dark night cause you to doubt it because you don't see it? Are you going to allow the dark part, how it, what they call that, eclipse, when it eclipses it? It's not to limit the closed door of unbelief in your life. Don't allow the enemy to do that. Don't allow him to, because the doctor said it's over. I was trying to find that record, that song, It Ain't Over Till God Says It's Over. Don't allow the enemy to put shade on doubt of your healing to you. If I have to keep coughing, if I have to keep coughing, and brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all believe me when I tell you. Every day for the last, I want to say 10 days anyway, I get on this broadcast. God let me go right through the broadcast. And there, I may cough here or there, but it ain't nothing like I be coughing when I'm not on this broadcast. I want to tell you, that's faith. That's God showing me. You can go through it. But see, I could be afraid and say, you know, Pastor, you go ahead and just teach it. Because I'm too embarrassed to tell. I am a preacher who's going to teach about healing, but I'm too embarrassed to get up there because I don't believe God's going to let me make it through the first hour. See, I wouldn't do that. So the only thing can stop healing in your life is unbelief. So I said, oh, no, that ain't been happening to me. See, that is not a doctor's report. Now, how long you've been battering your condition, and not how severe it is, not of the only unbelief. So when I read Mark 6 and 5, I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. See, the only thing going to stop faith from working is unbelief. Let me just be real plumb. I'm going to put it out there like that. The only thing that's going to stop faith from working in our lives is unbelief, just a tad bit of it. And sometimes we'll listen to other people. We'll listen to the doctors. We'll listen to our children. We'll listen to our loved ones. We'll listen to and you allow doubt to start creeping in. So God said, don't do that. Don't allow that. You're battling a condition far severe than that cold you got. See, a lot of times we just think, no, it ain't that. It's your faith that's at judgment right now. That's what it is. But read that for me, Pastor, if you will.
Amen. Reading from the King James. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. Amen.
So when you read Mark 6 and 5, which is the only time Jesus is said to be unbelieved, to do any miracles, the reason was because of their unbelief. That's what it was.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Remember over there in Exodus 15:26, it says, if you will do what is right in God's sight, he won't put any disease on you. What is right in his sight, you ask? Operate in faith. So a lot of times we get out of faith and self hit us. Well, I have to share that with you on another day for the same subject. That'll come another time. But because a lot of times we've spoke curses on our lives because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we spoke some things and we shouldn't know. So I'm going to tell you how to repent, how to get out of that stuff too. But let me say, the Bible says, call yourself well will change your situation. So when you read in the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse, let the weak say, I'm strong. Got to speak it. So if you got a problem hearing the term going from zero to hero, well, none of us are zeros to begin. But the idea behind that saying is going from one extreme to another extreme, experiencing a dramatic turnaround in the circumstances. See, that's what we call, or that's what we call ourselves. Well, physically, the body is saying, no, I'm sick. No, your voice says, and your word says, and your spirit says, you're well. So it would take your from weak to strong.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let me say this. Bind up all the 2020, whatever happened then, let it go. Okay? Just let it go. What happened last year, let it go. What happened yesterday, let it go. Faith is now, right now. So I didn't get it right then. I heard this. Let that go. Why?
Yeah.
See, there's no limit to the healing of the power of God. So when you declare God's word and his will over your life, the devil is in big. He even so big now. He ain't so smart now.
Yeah.
Because he is the one who showing up with these curses in the first place. That's what the first thing you got to look at. Where that thought come from? You got to cast those thoughts down, especially when it's going to be above the word of God. But it is, I just want to say, it has above everything, you got to put the word of God, brothers and sisters. I'm reminded of the power of Goliath that he had against David. There was like, no way, David, no way. Mm-hmm. But one strong in the spirit of God, one sling, just a tad of righteousness. Once you were bold in the faith and you start feeling and you become a believer, Goliath dropped dead right in your face. Goliath, I know y'all know the story of Goliath.
Yeah.
So your stone is your word, if you know the story. But if not, let me move on because I want to get to a point. So you got to call yourself well. Take charge over the situation. Try it and see how empower you your feel. See, sometimes we got to empower our feeling. I call my body well. I call my cholesterol low. I call my bones and muscles healing and strong. See, you have to do this person. I can't do this for you. I call my heart restored. I call every part of my body healed and strong. I do this. I call my memory restored. I don't need them pills.
Yeah.
I don't need what y'all need. But all I need is the word of God. My eyesight and hearing is perfect and back pain gone in the name of Jesus. And I don't wait until something is wrong to do that. I call into existence this every day. We're going to have to do this. And I, for some reason or another, Lord said, you know how you were doing? You got off of that. Get back on that. Listen, brothers and sisters, it is a foolproof health maintenance plan, if you want to call it that. So don't ever let anything creep in. I did that. I allow stuff to creep in. See, a lot of time when you allow doubt and unbelief, certain people you're around and certain, you got to continue to believe. You got to continue to receive. And those that know me over the years, I went, the moment the enemy attacked, I'd get you guys to go and attack with me. It didn't last a day. But sometimes that starts declining. You're not on on your job every day. You're not on your post. Something to creep in and creep out. So that doesn't belong to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what you have to say. That ain't for me. That ain't me. So Jesus spoke those things and they obeyed. He spoke to the fever and it left. He spoke to the wind and the waves, and they stopped. So he spoke to Lazarus, who had been dead for days, and he rose up. So the power and authority was never meant to be executed to Jesus. He said he would do every great work. That's what the Bible said. We can do every great work that Jesus did. I better let you read this because I want you to think I'm just thinking, oh, Jesus did that. You can't do that. But over in the book of John, the 14th chapter, let's see, I think it's about the 12th verse. So this is why you want to call yourself healed, call yourself well. In John 14, and read verse 12, Pastor, for me, please.
Okay, Pastor. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen.
So calling yourself well actually is establishing your end results. See, we got to establish our end results. And the way you do that, in the book of Job, the 22nd chapter and the 28th verse, I like the New King James Version, but I mainly stay with the King James Version. But here's what that's saying. I'll let Pastor read it first. Because you gotta get established. Establish in that word. You got to get established. You got to put the word of God first place. It's easy not to do that. It's easy to put the feelings first place. Reverse that. Let's put the word of God first place. Stop allowing doubt to creep in. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Expect that. Expect to live by every word. God, I'm expecting to live by every word. I don't know it all. It ain't about me knowing it all. It's about me acting on your word, Father God. It doesn't bother me to be embarrassed. got to go to the doctor and tell him, hey, I'm healed. I'm not going to say anything any different. I don't care. Doctor said, what's wrong? I said, well, that's your job to figure out. I'm going to tell you what's going on, then you tell me what's happening, what you want to prescribe for me. But I'm not going to tell the doctor I'm sick. The devil is a lie. I ain't going to tell you that either, because those are the devil words. They're not my words. Now, I can tell you symptoms and stuff going on with me, but I'm going to let that be up to the devil. It had nothing to do with me. Come, I have to be establishing what the word of God says in every situation. But in Job 22, verse 28, read that out of old version, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor. 22 and verse 28. Okay. Then the King James, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. In the Message Bible. In the Message Bible. And yet it was God who gave them everything they had. It's beyond me how they can carry on like this. Amen.
Yeah. In Job 22:28, you will declare a thing. You got to speak that thing, and it will be established. And no, it's not. You don't see it right now, but it will be established. Your job, my job, pastor's job, is to declare. Once you declare, that's our job, is to declare, and it will be established. It will be. Ain't no might, it will be declared, and it will be established. Can you imagine feeling powerless over your circumstances, your body, your health? I mean, it has to be terrifying, to feeling those who don't really know Christ, that because you lose your joy. But you see, the more you speak that word, the more joy you get. You don't get sad about it. You begin to get uplifted about it. You begin to get excited about it because you know the word of God is getting ready to work in your life.
Amen.
We as believers never have to feel that way, brother and sister, again. We always know that God's intention for our life. See, that's another thing, too. You got to know what God's intention for your life. You think God means you bad? No, he means you good. His will, in other words, he will know the end result. That's why Jesus died, to give us life and give us that abundant life. Remember John 10:10? He come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, more of it. So to set the end results in motion by opening your mouth. That's how that works. Yeah. So you got to speak it. Act and think God in advance. That's what faith looks like. And faith gets it done. Go ahead on and thank him. Thank him.
Yeah.
I've been talking about calling those things, being without making mention of the father of many nations, who also happened to be the father of believers against hope. It was Abraham believed against hope. There was like no hope there. That means no hope in the natural. There was no sign, no possibility no chance of getting what God promised, which including his descendants. Listen, brothers and sisters, when God promised Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of many, many nations. He said, go count the stars, and that's what you're going to be the father. Go count the grain of seed. That's what you're going to be the father of. And here, your wife has got to be 99 and you 100. There is no hope. It ain't going to happen here, Lord. I mean, those that know anything about the body, 99 for a woman, 100 for a man. But Bible said that Abraham, but you can read the promise over there in Romans 4:16. Sarah received strength. How did she do that? By faith. She called herself well. She called those things to be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. He called those things to be not as though they were. In Psalms 107:2, we're about done. Let the redeemed say so. Now I want y'all to hear this. If you've been redeemed, you ought to say it. If not, you're going to say, I'm going to be redeemed. You got to say one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, you have to say that. So what say you? So say, no, I'm not going to say that. To say that is being a coward. You may give it some other word or whatever. Put some pressure on the devil. Don't allow him to put pressure on you. You put pressure on him. Because, see, that's what fear is. Fear is of the devil. Unbelief comes from fear. That's the pressure Satan puts on God's people. But Paul said, I press. Yeah, it's a pressing way. You got to press toward some of those thoughts that Satan brings. You got to press past that stuff. In other words, I am the one who's going to put pressure on you, Satan. Because you can pressure against the fear. Listen, brothers and sisters, that ain't nothing but unbelief. And that's where faith put pressure on the devil. Joy put pressure on the devil. See, that's why they had to rejoice before the walls came tumbling down. Why do you think they were shouting? The walls were still up there, and they were shouting. So you don't wait till it come down to see the shout. No, you start shouting before the walls come down. See, if you're going to wait to see if it's come down, that's doubt. That's unbelief. Well, unless I see it, I ain't believing it. You'll never see it. Because God don't operate like that. God operate in faith. So put the pressure on him in the name of Jesus. He has to flee when you do that. Make sure to tell him he can take his sickness with him. I had to do that.
Amen.
So you call yourself well every day. You were not just talking healing for everything amiss in your body. You're talking divine health. You're speaking what God would do in every situation. So as in saying well, all the time, even when you're sick, say you're well. When you're well, say you're well.
Amen.
Well, we've come to a point, Paul. But let me say one more thing. And then if anybody have anything to say, press one. Or there's a scripture that we want to read, just fine. And we'll, if something we missed, we can go back over it. So when you call yourself well every day, you are not just talking healing, brothers and sisters. I want you to know that you're operating in who you are because you are a spirit having human experiences. So as in saying this, you're merely in your rightful place. Because if you've never been taught spiritual warfare, how you know what I'm talking about? If you've never operated in the spirit, how you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So Jesus had to leave heaven and come to earth to get people to start associating with, but he didn't become part of them. And it's easy, brothers and sisters, when you leave that place and began to act like humans, you will talk like human, walk like human. Well, we're not humans. I know that your mind want to tell you you are. No, you've been born again. So that again part takes you out of the human realm and put you into the spiritual realm. And that's where we need to operate. That's the area that we have to develop. That's not a sin. That's not wrong to develop, become a habit in your life rather than an event. This is something you have to declare. If when you're getting ready in the morning, you declare it in the car, you declare it in the shower, you declare it when you're cooking, if you're taking the garbage out, you declare the power of God over everything. The moment you sneeze, in the name of Jesus, I call myself well. When folks looking at me crazy, I say, oh, I'm well. Well, I see you coughing. But I'm well. I don't care what you see. I'm well. And eventually, see, now some people say, oh, well, you're going to get well anyway. Not so, brothers and sisters. I've seen, matter of fact, I had a brother to die of pneumonia. I've known other people who've gotten worse, and they was on medication. They were doing what the doctor said, but it didn't stop them from going to the other side. They didn't have to because, see, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But anyway, I know what I have to do. That's all I can tell you. And I know it's going to require of me to confess what the Word of God says. I'm going to leave it right there. If anybody have any comments, press 1, and we'll let you in. Anybody have anything they want to share, anything you might have missed, anything I might have said that you didn't quite understand. And I just may go on a little deeper into this tomorrow, if the Lord say so. But you got to call yourself. You got to get established in the Word of God so you can speak the Word. You have anything, Pastor?
Yes. Psalms 107, verse 2, from the New Living Translation. It says, Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. Amen. So then that first verse tells us to give thanks. Because it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. So you, in other words, you're saying speak your healing no matter what. No matter what it feels like, no matter what they say, you just claim that healing in the name of Jesus. And it shall come to pass. Remember, he don't come when we want him to come, but he's always on time. Amen. Praise God. So we see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon. God bless.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Pastor.
Well, I appreciate you reading Psalms 107. I thought I was off, but anyway, That's what we have to do. We have to give thanks unto the Lord. For he is not going to be. He is good. For his mercy endure forever. So right now he'll have mercy on us. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You have to speak this thing, man. You got to say it. Who have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Sickness is of the devil. But you have to let him know his assignment is over on your life as far as you're concerned. So let the people, the Lord defend to repeat. These words are over and over. Faith cometh by hearing, and you'll never build your faith up by not hearing. You got to hear it. And you got to hear it from you, not from me, not from pastors. You got to hear it from yourself. That's how it works.
Amen.
Okay? Meanwhile, thank you so much, Pastor. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the word.